listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
We'll be right back. the heat, so the sun beats down a killer. And a mirage in the arms of Oasis lies, drowning in each waking moment, lying in suburban torment, running for shelter.
You have been listening to Transatlantic Express for Friday, April 25th, 2025. April is almost done. We have been listening to none other than Espionage, a band that was, well, I would say a duo mainly, just two of them, Chas Coughlan and Paul Hutchinson. Living Under Rocks, I would say, was the best album from this, best track from this album. Not a great album to begin with. Let's see. So we had Freedom, The Great Escape, Your Love Is For Sale, The Sound of Breaking Hearts, which I think was the single. Yeah, this is where when you become famous and companies like EMI put you out into the world without you doing your research. But he got paid, I'm sure. That is the late Roy Thomas Baker, a little bit of a profile for the last 2 hours. I hope you've enjoyed it. It has been kind of a classic thing with the Queen, and not so much classic with the Stranglers, and then, you know, a basic flop with Espionage, sad to say. But it happens, it happens. And you know, what can you say? What can you say? We're going to finish off with a couple more of these pretty nasty, horrible tunes that are, as the only reason why I have this album is because I know some of the people that are in it, on it, shall we say. So anyway, it's how it goes. It's pretty average, below par stuff. Can I say any more bad things about it? Probably not. Well, we're going to play two more tracks and pretty well wrapping it up for today's show. We're going to play a track called Ships Across the Night and something called One Night Stand. And then we're going to say good night. Goodbye and adios and sayonara. Hasta pronto. Avidezen. Hey, stop that. And we'll see you later. Why not? Why not? Yes. Well, you know, this is how it goes. All right. See you next time right here on the House of Prague and on CDSF. Have a good one.
Make no mistake, it's a race that you run for the highest goal. 20
been listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon, Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
This is Bird Note. It's before dawn on a spring day in the big cypress swamp of Florida. Mist is rising from quiet water into Spanish moss hanging from the cypress branches. Suddenly, a startling sound breaks the silence. A male limpkin has awakened. This relatively tall bird, whose dark brown feathers are streaked with white, stretches and calls again. In the distance, a red-shouldered hawk responds. The limpkin hops down from its perch and begins probing the dark water with its long bill. It's foraging for apple snails, each the size of a golf ball. When it touches a big round shell, it grabs it quickly and pulls it from the water. Then, moving to solid ground, the limpkin positions the shell and, using the curved tip of its lower mandible, it scissors loose the operculum, the door that closes the shell, and pulls out the snail. One quick swallow, and it's on to find the rest of breakfast. By this time, other birds have awakened, and Carolina wrens and white-eyed vireos are declaring their territories. A pig frog adds to the amphibian and avian chorus of the big cypress swamp. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.